In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Some people would call it a side benefit. I call it a extra blessing. Some people call it bonus opportunity, whatever you want to call it. One of the cool things about having gone to San Francisco Theological Seminary in San Anselmo, California, is that it was about 15 minutes from St. Andrew Presbyterian Church in Marin City, right down 101. Veronica Goins, who is the pastor there during my time at the seminary, in addition to being an alum of the seminary, was on the board of trustees and was in all things a large supporter of the seminary. And so, when the admissions office, in which I was a student assistant, when the admissions office would have a come and learn about the seminary, be a prospective student kind of weekend, we would go to St. Andrew's Church in Marin City to worship. And I tell you that to tell you that one of the members of that fine congregation is the author Anne Lamott. If you haven't had the chance to read Anne's books, they are the most down-to-earth snippets of faith you could ever hope to read. They will make you simultaneously feel better about where you are with your Lord while also feeling a little lost yourself. Anne, who you would never guess by sitting in church with her, is a well-written authoress, wrote a little book called Help, Thanks, Wow. And it is that book that is the loose inspiration for our next three Sundays together. Help, Thanks, Wow, the three prayers that all other prayers fall into those categories. Today we talk about help. The psalmist in Psalm 86 is pleading to God, Lord, listen closely to me and answer me because I am poor and in need. He continues, guard my life because I am faithful. Save your servant who trusts in you. You, my God, have mercy on me, Lord, because I cry out to you all day long. Help. Help me. Listen closely to my prayer, Lord. Pay close attention to the sound of my requests for mercy. Whenever I am in trouble, I cry out to you because you will answer me. You, my God, only you. I think it's safe to say that with the start of the Burr months, you know, September, October, November, and December, some of us, especially who live this close to Canada, might be finding ourselves in a little bit of a spot of, am I right? Just a little bit, just a little bit. See, it's not so warm anymore. And while I'm joyfully anticipating the blue jeans and the hoodies and the pumpkin spice lattes and the listening to Christmas music and, you know, all of that fine stuff, it is safe to say that it's a front in a lot of ways, and I think it is for most of us, not just sitting in this room, but in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our community. I sometimes feel that when we get into those moments of, it brings up all of the other times that we felt that way. It's kind of like death, just a little bit, where every death reminds us of every other death we've experienced, where every loss reminds us of every other loss we've experienced. I have a feeling that when we get into that fall slump, heading into the winter doldrums, we remember all the other times, and if we're not careful, they all pile on top of each other, right? It's in those moments, it's in those times when we hit our knees at the bottom that the only word we have the strength to utter, we hope, is help. See, help is that prayer that comes out of deep need and deep longing. Help me. Help my loved one. Help my congregation. Help my community. Help my students. Help my family. Help my loved one. Help. It doesn't need to be more than that. It doesn't need to be, oh, Lord, help me. Oh, great, magnificent Lord, omnipotent, omniscient, all these wonderful things. Help me. No. No, God understands the one four-letter word, help. It's when we get worn down and we get to the point where we cannot take it anymore that we cry help. I think about the times that I've walked through and the times I know several of you have walked through, and the times that I know are coming, because it's the way the cycle goes here, where you can't look up, where it doesn't feel like the sun is shining or will, for that matter, ever shine again. Those times when it would feel like it is easier to give up than to go on. Those times when God forgive us, we have those thoughts of my life is not worthy of the air I am breathing. Help. And the problem is that we do not feel, our society has taught us and has ingrained in us, that we can't ask somebody else for help. It's selfish to put our burden on somebody else. And somewhere, somehow in that thought process, it's translated into, we can't put our troubles on God's shoulders. Somehow, somewhere, some way, we have it in our brains that we can't say, God, help me. I remember once I was not happy about what was going on, and I said to my mother, God bless my mom, and I said to my mom, I said, I just want to be mad at God for what's going on right now. I just want to be mad at him. And in possibly the greatest stroke of genius my mother ever had, and she's had several, but this one was pretty good. And she says, who said you couldn't be? Somewhere, somehow, I'd picked up in my brain that you can't be mad at the creator of the universe. Which, looking back at it, makes absolutely no sense, because clearly the creator of all things, the creator of me, knows that I'm mad at him, so it's not like I'm hiding it, right? But her point was is that God's got big enough shoulders to handle it. And I'll tell you right now that if God has big enough shoulders to handle me being mad at him as a 12-year-old, then he's got big enough shoulders to bear us up when we cry help. I picked Psalm 86. There's any number of other psalms that are, help me, O God. Be present with me, O God. Help me through this trouble, O God. How many other times in the scriptures is it said, help me, God? Think back to the Garden of Gethsemane. Even Jesus said it. If it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Jesus speak, "For help me, God. I don't want to do this. Help. Help." And it might not be the word help. A cry for help might not come in that word, right? A cry for help might sound like, "I'm worried about this person." It might sound like, "I don't feel like myself." It might sound like, "I can't do this on my own anymore." Part of being called as Christ's servants, part of that is to be God's hands and feet in this world, right? And so when we see a brother or sister crying for help, it's our job to come alongside that person, right? It's our job to walk with that person so that they don't feel alone, so they don't feel abandoned. Because God shows up, and I know this from experience, God shows up in those moments when we're at the bottom in the face of a friend. Why? Because the friend has the God light shining in them like you do in you. Right? God, help. And sometimes it's not help me, sometimes it's help them. I look at our prayer list in the back of our bulletin, and I look at the ones that come across the email, and I see the things that are going on in this world, and I see the things that pop up on Facebook and in the news and anywhere else. It doesn't first level affect me other than the prayer, help them. God, we pray on their behalf. Help them. Be with them. I think about Texas. I think about the people in Dorian's Path. I think about the Bahamas, who have a Category 5 hurricane knocking at their door right now. I think about the pantry clients. I think about the neighbors. I think about so many of you sitting here and those who aren't here. God's okay with us asking for help. In fact, he requires it. God knew long before it ever became a glimmer in our minds that we can't do this alone. We're not that big. It's okay. It's expected that we're going to say, help. The truth of the matter is that you have plenty of examples of how to say it if you need more than just one word. Open your Psalms. Open your Bible. Help. And the truth is, help comes. It always comes. Amen.